right, guess what, Danny?
What's going on, buddy?
Oh, my gosh. A couple of exciting things that we want to get to. But I want to welcome everybody. This is Matt Gardner, one of your co-hosts here at Everything Atlanta. It is Tuesday. It is noon. So that is exactly what we're here to do for the next 30 to 40 minutes of your life, is to make it a little bit more meaningful as we blast the airways with the help of Mr. Andy Lowe, the renegade, I will call him. But we've got a couple of fun things going on. We've got some headlines as well, Danny. We got Hurricane Isaac brewing down there in the Gulf of Mexico. He has got his sights set for the city of New Orleans, which 7 years ago tomorrow was Katrina came through and really did some terrible things. 1,800 people lost their lives and billions of dollars in damage. So I hope the city of New Orleans is more prepared. I know they are with all the infrastructure that they rebuilt. And I hope that death and destruction forego that city and that area here over the next 72 hours. But we're getting rain here in Atlanta, which is good for us, for the crops, for the cornfields, for the Georgia Bulldogs. But we got college football starting, Danny. We've got Georgia Tech, which is, I think, the next they play Monday night. We've got Tennessee taking on the UNC Tar Heels Friday night here at the Georgia Dome. You and I will be sitting there cheering on the Big Orange there from the city of Knoxville. And then the following evening, we have the Auburn Tigers taking on the Clemson Tigers, which is fun. Well, a lot of good things going on, Danny. What are you looking forward to over the next week?
Yeah, looking forward to a big weekend, Matt. And I'll go back to your original comment. We're all our prayers are definitely going south right now. That everyone is safe, and surely over time, Matt, you get better at, just like you get better at tennis. It's amazing to watch how well you performed last night. Wouldn't you think that you would get better at a hurricane? Right? I mean,
absolutely.
Know where to put what board and what flooded last time. And I don't know. I don't think you can overly prepare for a tree flying through the window, obviously. But
right.
You know, the idea of how to get ready and the storm shutters and this and that. And so hopefully that there has been an education, and beyond that, there's a greater protector that will step in there. But as far as what I'm looking forward to this weekend, really excited about this Tennessee game. I love college football. Kickoff weekend is fantastic, and to have the opportunity to have my Vols kicking off here in greater
in your backyard,
yeah, greater Atlanta area. Wow, how much better can it get? So I am fired up about that.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time, and with the show titled Everything Atlanta, we definitely want to bring in the people that influence the business community. And, Danny, I can't say that this is probably the biggest impact as far as you and I go, which is the Greater North Fulton Chamber of Commerce. And we are very, very fortunate to have Deborah here with us today. Deborah, good morning, and how are you?
Hello. Great to be with you today. Doing great.
Well, we're glad you're here. And I'll kind of give us the listeners out there a introduction to how YEPSR and the North Fulton Chamber of Commerce have intertwined here. As most of you may know, YEPSR opened shop on January 9th of 2009, so we are fastly approaching our four-year anniversary. And we actually opened up our offices in a combination of my basement there in Roswell and the sacred halls of the Chamber of Commerce there on Haynes Bridge. We sold our first job right there. I think it was in Sarah's office there. We were making phone calls. We were having meetings. And we really took advantage of the Chamber of Commerce to the full extent. And what was neat in my relationship with those guys versus even some other chambers around the area is they embraced us. You know, they opened their arms. What do you need? You know, if we needed an extra fax to go through, they said just close the door behind you. I mean, they really understand and embrace a small business. And I know they have services for larger businesses as well. But, you know, anybody out there that lives north of Sandy Springs, I want to encourage you to do several things. And first is go visit their website at www.gnfcc.com. And then also just get involved. You know, come to some of the leads group this morning, which I know Danny is going to talk about, is the Exit Enterprise. I mean, they have keynote speakers at these functions. But I just wanted to give my sentiment and my endorsement, if you will, to the Greater North Fulton Chamber of Commerce about what they can do for a small business that's starting, what they can do for a small business that's established, as you and I are, Danny. We've established ourselves here in the North Fulton market, and still pull from the benefits of the chamber through the golf tournaments that are coming up, through the business expo that we do every spring. We've been involved with that. So I just wanted to say thanks to the chamber. Glad you guys are here on the show. And we'll turn it over to you guys to kind of talk about some of the current events that are going on, some of the things that are happening right now, and we'll go from there.
Well, thanks, Matt. I do want to just say congratulations. You guys are one of the success stories of the chamber, and it's great to see where that 4 years has taken you.
Yeah, it's been a fun ride.
We obviously ditto everything Matt said, and the opportunity to even be put in the ballot system this last round for Small Business of the Year to be nominated for that was a huge honor.
You got my vote, Danny.
Thank you. We didn't win it this year, but that's okay. You know, it was our first year to enter. We're a 3.5-4-year-old company, and we're just excited to be nominated and look forward to hopefully future nominations as we continue to grow both locally and nationally and make a bigger presence. But when I think about the chamber, I think about a lot of different things Matt mentioned, whether it's networking or support or, you know, what's your favorite part of the chamber, Deborah? Where do you plug in? What are the pieces you're in charge of? And then we can kind of talk about some of those events.
Well, I'm going to start forward and then work my way back. I want to say what I have learned about the chamber is that it's a structure. There's a foundation that's been in place since 1972 when they chartered as a chamber over in a Roswell office, small office. The structure's there, and then you have the resources that you can offer small business especially. But beyond that, it's really about the people of the chamber, and that's what I think makes it successful. And as you guys came in and connected and began to grow your business, it was the people in place that helped you along, providing those opportunities, the connections, and also the resources. But I'd like to say there's been a foundation there of how the chamber ought to work. And then, you know, moving forward, found myself becoming a part of the chamber. I actually went as a guest member when I worked for Appen Newspapers.
Oh, cool.
And found that to be a great resource for me as I was building my base and worked the entire North Fulton territory. And then when there was an opening and I wanted to make a change, threw my hat in the ring and was hired, and less than a year later was promoted into the director of membership sales. So
fantastic. Congratulations.
That's where I've landed. Well, thank you. It's a great job and love what I'm doing.
Good. Yeah, we've actually had Hans and we've had Appen on the show before, and they've done a great job too, and they're strong supporters of the chamber, I know, and have a booth every year at the expo. So you're the head of member services. What's the membership services? Membership services. What does your week look like? What does that entail?
Well, every week we have at least 3 or 4 events. Mm-hmm. I actually host the Johns Creek networking piece to our networking breakfast in the morning. And that's alternating Thursdays. Mm-hmm. We have the networking at our main office on Wednesdays. Mm-hmm. So that's one of my roles. Actually took that on when I was in sales and naturally wanted to keep that, had built a great group of networking folks over in Johns Creek. And you have to remember, we are located in Alpharetta but serve Sandy Springs all the way across North Fulton over to Johns Creek. So right. All the mayors of those cities are on board at the chamber involved. So week for me is not only making sure that I'm a part of the networking environment and building that, bringing in new members. I work with a team of 4 salespeople. So we meet regularly and we talk about what's on the slate and what's coming down the pipe and who we need to be inviting and connections we need to make. And then beyond that, when we get members in, we want them to have a point of engagement. So we've created this program called Chamber 101, and it's a 1-hour orientation to everything you want to know about the Chamber of Commerce and how it can work for you. And Debbie Riles leads that. She's our Director of Communications and does a great job with that event. So that's their first point of contact and engagement. So I'm a part of that, very active in making sure that they receive their new member packets and their plaques, and they feel like they've got some goodies and some value as part of membership. And then also staying in touch, making that 3-month call, that 6-month call, that 9-month call, checking in on members. I'm involved in all of that. Everything that you can imagine that's involved in a great experience for a member, mm-hmm. I like to make sure I'm overseeing those things.
No, that's perfect. I know you talk about networking. I think that's been one of the vital things, especially as a smaller company years ago. When she says networking, it's not just to show up and throw out some coffee. I mean, we literally sit around in groups of five, educate each other on what we do, and find out how we plug in together to make money. I wouldn't say it's soliciting each other. I would say it's growing partnerships. And yeah, sometimes those partnerships do become clients, but a lot of time those partnerships become next level product opportunities for your business, multi-type opportunities to market across a couple of different clients where you can bring them into relationship as you're being brought into other relationships. And this is, let's just call it what it is. It's a money-making situation. And that's why when you look at the dues of $300-$400, I don't know what you pay, but it's a couple hundred, $400 and whatever dollars. You know, you look at that and you're like, wow, that does hurt a little bit when you write the check. But at the same time, I have never seen many people who actually plug in and get involved and show up. It's the first and third Wednesday actually at the chamber, and then it's the second and fourth Thursday, right?
Exactly.
And then when you have the off, when you have the 5 week month, what do you do?
Is it? We actually just get going and we just continue to rotate the Wednesday, the Thursday,
okay.
The Wednesday.
So check the website because it's not hard on the rotation as far as being on that Wednesday or Thursday. But at the same time, just check the website. The one in Johns Creek has been phenomenal for a long time. I remember when you started that, and then the classic is the Wednesday morning. It's always been the strong point for you guys. And then so networking and making that money back and so much more. I can't even explain to you that the mentoring that happens when you're in that room as you do get to meet with larger and more established business owners in time, as they begin to help you understand how to overcome some of the barriers and opportunities. So definitely cash in on that part. And then there's the larger networking events like we talked about today, the Eggs and Enterprise
breakfast. Yeah. It's really our premier event.
It really is. And I mean, you're in a room with Jerry and Jerry, the mayor and the councilmen and Beth and everybody's in there. And then, of course, Brandon's there. And he's at most events, even the after hours that you have every month. But the Eggs and Enterprise is just a special time. Usually some awards given to highlight some businesses who have really stepped out. And then also some great speakers. This morning we had a Falcons speaker, correct?
We did. We had Jim Smith, who's the VP, the Senior VP of Marketing, the CMO for the Atlanta Falcons. And he was with us this morning and spent a little bit of time with our Chairman Circle level members. That's our high donor level. Then spoke to the larger group. And it was great. It was really a great...
It rise up. Yeah. Andy, are you ready to rise up, buddy?
Yeah, but I'm not ready to sing.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I can go another... No. But yeah, he actually developed the Rise Up promotion years ago and has rebranded that over the last couple of years to become more involved in the community. And man, what a great speaker. That was awesome. And Dan McCarthy was originally slated. And I'm sure he might show up later. So, I mean, these speakers are the premier speakers. The governor spoke two times ago, and it's not only is the food worth $25, but the speaker and the networking. So all these events, and again the after hours. What's the next after hours coming up? I guess we've already had it. We had it at the dance studio this month.
We did. The next one coming up in September is going to be at Mint 32, which is a dentist's office, a very nice elite dentist office in the area. And mm-hmm. again, I just encourage everyone to go to gnfcc.com yeah. and go to our September calendar, and all the events are listed in time. But that'll be coming up in the month of September.
Perfect. Well, I want to talk about the golf tournament because, man, we really enjoy that. There are so many different ways to plug in, whether it's volunteering for the day or coming in and grabbing a table. You can actually sit on a hole and meet every golfer, shake their hand, and laugh at them as they hit it into the woods.
Exactly.
And you don't have to golf to be a part of it.
That's right. That's right. And then, you know, there's the dinner afterwards and auction this year, right?
Yeah, silent auction, I believe. Okay. And, we're going to be at Country Club of the South October 1st.
Okay.
And
what time are we teeing off?
I think
day?
11.
Okay.
You can start warming up at 9:30.
Okay.
We're going to do something a little different this year. I don't have all the details, but we have a member who's a golf pro and has a school, and he's going to be meeting with everyone the Wednesday before the event. It's on a Monday, so the Wednesday prior to October 1, mm-hmm. that Monday, he's going to have a clinic at the Chamber of Commerce office.
Oh, fantastic.
And it's for everyone that signed up. Well, anybody can come, but right. for the golfers that have signed up, he's going to get you out. And he's got incredible credentials.
Wow.
And is one of the top pros in the state of Georgia. And so stay tuned because we're going to have some details on that soon.
Fantastic. So again, this isn't just, you know, it's not just a show up and play around of golf. There's so much that goes into this from the awards afterwards. And Brandon always has something nice to say and a lot of prizes. And it's just an awesome day to get out and to play one of the top ranked courses in the city. So make sure you block off your calendars for October 1st. Get out there and warm up around 9:30 to 10, and then watch me accept the trophy. I should be accepting that trophy, Matt, what, 6 o'clock?
About 6:30 be there, yeah.
Yeah, so be there for that because you're going to want to bring your cameras. That's a really special moment every year. So
we have some great sponsorships, too, this year. We're excited about Cadillac being out there.
And, oh, wow.
Yeah, so
Cadillac
some
usually
surprises.
Shows up with $50 Callaway gift cards, I've noticed.
I think there are hole-in-one, so you might win a Cadillac.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Nice. Drive off with that trophy.
That's right, yeah. And I'll have plenty of room to put it in my second car. So, great, fantastic. So that's good stuff. Well, let's talk about the breadth. I know you're in charge of the members and getting them involved, and that's why we wanted you here, was to make sure they know that their donation to this great opportunity established for Greater North Fulton, what they can draw from it. But let's go beyond the selfish side and go back to what are you guys doing in the realm of you know, politics and things like that? I know that you've got an entire division that reaches out and touches what's happening in Roswell, what's happening in Johns Creek, what, you know, and obviously Brandon being on the DOT, correct? He's still
correct.
Rocking and rolling that, and you know, a major player downtown and what happens with our roads and making sure that things are taken care of up here. Anything you've heard? I know it's not your area of specialty, but anything rolling around the office lately you hear come down the pipe?
Well, it's important to note that Bernie Tokars is our public policy staffer, and it's a little quiet right now. Things are going to start gearing up again when the House is in session. In the beginning of the year, it was very, very busy. He was down at our Capitol every day representing small business, you know, and we do talk about the fact that your membership, you know, you become mm-hmm. a part of the collective voice
right.
of supporting business and what those incentives are in our individual cities to come and do business in, for example, Alpharetta. And so really right now we're waiting for things to gear up. There's been a couple initiatives. I know we are paying attention to what's going on in the education charter schools.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have all that information, but I know there's some things coming down that we're going to be paying attention to. And as a
Good.
Chamber, some things we'll speak out, you know, very clearly on, and others we stay neutral. It just depends on what the issue is. But for small business, even larger businesses, I know right now as a part of our branding the chamber and branding North Fulton, our Progress Partners
mm-hmm.
Team is working globally now. We've had conversations with Brazil and Europe and have had trips to Russia. And
Progress Partners, just for all the people who don't know, and I'll let you finish that, but I want them to understand how important that is. Progress Partners was only brought to the table, what, a year or two ago,
exactly.
maybe? And Progress
and
Partners is truly a cutting-edge opportunity, division of the GNFCC, but somewhat stands on its own feet a little bit with obviously financial support to actually go downtown and you know, it's almost like you outsource a lot of things. Well, for a couple hundred dollars a year, you can outsource your political agenda. These guys literally go downtown every day and push to help small business survive, and it's been phenomenal to watch how these guys come to me every time I'm there, and they're like, what are the issues, what do you need, and it's amazing to have that kind of leverage in a room where you can get together with a couple of buddies and have ideas and concepts and have someone to actually take them to that will walk them downtown. And there's no way I could afford that on my own.
Exactly.
You know? So, again, you have to look at what you're receiving. Number one, you're supporting your community, supporting your country. But number two, you're supporting the opportunity to not only gain financial opportunity through networking, but also to represent yourself downtown. And I know surviving that tax issue, I loved your stance on it of education. You know, they didn't beat us up in the room. Yeah, we know the chambers were behind it, but they didn't beat us up in the room. Brandon really sat everybody down and said, learn about it. When you get in the booth, I'm not going to push the button. If you're not educated, then you're not going to know what to do. And
right.
it doesn't matter where you stood. Obviously, 7 out of 10 of you stood against it, which is great. That's what's great about America. But, you know, whether it won or failed, you were educated. You're an educated voter. And I love the position that the GNFCC and all the chambers took on that.
You know? It's interesting. I've been listening to a lot of talk radio. I do anyhow, but you know, things are heating up in the political realm. And I heard something yesterday that described the voter out there, and it said, "We don't have patience for the clueless." And I think it's, you know, if you translate that over into business, and if you're in business or working for a company, you don't have time to be clueless. You do need to be informed. You need to know how these things impact you. And I'll give you an example. This last week, we had our HR forum, and we had a gentleman come in, Brandon Cradell, and he's with Jackson Lewis, an attorney, and is working on all of these healthcare compliances that the businesses, all businesses, large or small, are going to have to deal with the new healthcare. And, you know, there are like 178 different, changes, updates to the healthcare, and it impacts business. And if you don't comply, the penalties can be large. And so you had all of these different businesses and HR managers and directors coming into this forum that the chamber hosts quarterly, and listen to their different stories and the problems and the headaches and the concerns that they have. And we as a chamber are learning how we can then offer them those channels that they're going to be able to go to directly to get answers that they're going to have for everything that's coming down the road. And wow. Some of the stuff's in place now, and then we know in 2014 there will be more and right. So on. But very interesting. That's
neat. And I mean, as we look at all the sides, again, the networking side, the political support, and when we talk about, and again, I know it's not your area, but I know you see a lot of the staff members running around all day doing this. If you are thinking about starting a business, especially if you're going to be in that North Fulton corridor from Sandy Springs up to Cumming, and then I guess left to right, it's really kind of Roswell to Johns Creek, but that's a long 92 stretch there. If you're looking to get a business started there, tell us about, you walk into the chamber, you say, "Hey, I want to start a business, but I don't know who to talk to. I don't know what license to get. I don't know how you, you know, what, don't you have a program that'll help somebody walk through that process or at least give them the information they need to do that?"
We do. It's very simple. It's a phone call or walking in, and we can immediately get you in contact with that city, even the county where you're going to have to file for a license. People have great ideas. We want to help them get that idea, etched in stone so they can begin to launch a business. We all succeed when that happens. So we steer them to the cities, and we partner with the cities, and the cities and the mayors meet regularly. So Brandon's got his, fingerprint or his finger on the pulse and understands what is needed for these small businesses to, in fact, a lot of the cities are beginning these alliances within their own city to make sure that there's some hand-holding through City Hall, because it can be very challenging for anybody to get some things accomplished and to have the support, even as simple as banners for new businesses to be able to, you know, get the permits they need to begin to advertise the fact that they're opening up their door for business. So we do. We have a resource room at our office. It's full of information, not only all the member information and pamphlets and business cards, but full of forms and applications and phone books and everything
you
can
imagine.
It's a
great room to sell things. Matt and I have pitched more than one product out of that room, as he mentioned earlier.
And we have a table in there. So if you come in and you're not a member, but you want to sit down and take some time and meet, we sit you down and give you something to drink and have a great conversation with you.
You're the hostess with the mostest, Deborah. I can guarantee you.
We have
that.
A great team. I cannot tell you how impressed I was coming in as the newbie to this team of folks and how hard they work and the load that they all carry too. Mm-hmm. But everyone at the end of the day loves what they're doing, are very dedicated, and because we see businesses like you that succeed, and we feel like we've had a small part in helping you, then it's worth it.
That's fantastic. Well, I can't agree with you more. I know that for a long time, there was not competition. That's a horrible word. But there was a little bit of a wonder about these other, you know, as this area grew so big and there were so many different, call it networking, call it professional, call it whatever organization you want to call it, as the RBAs, the Roswell Business Associations, began to rise up over the last couple of years, and the JCBAs with the Johns Creek Business Association, and then the ABA forming this year from a smaller group of downtown collective for Alpharetta Business Association. You know, it's been so neat to see the progressive, the partners kind of come in and say, you know what, This is that we're all in this together, and we need you guys locally to go in and meet with the local mayors, even though we have our fingers on the pulse. the time frame to try to bring these areas together. Now, we've actually been, as a member of the board, you know, a board member over at the Alpharetta Business Association, they've come to us and said, look, we're looking to partner with you guys. And what's really cool is, I believe not this month, but in October, we are actually combining the Alpharetta Business Association networking night. I think it's October. I can't tell you for sure, but I think it's October that the ABA and the GNFC, the Greater North Fulton Chamber and the Alpharetta Business Association are actually partnering to put our event together so that members who haven't joined the GNFCC can learn about a greater area, larger than just Alpharetta, and at the same time, they can be exposed to some of the smaller things we're doing in Alpharetta on a local basis to support small business as you guys fight a bigger cause there in the GNFCC. And
when we attend those events,
yeah,
we like to be there and attend. And,
yeah,
and let me say that, you know, those organizations formed out of what they saw happening at the chamber. And
correct,
so we encouraged it. We've been a part of helping them. And they look to us kind of as the teaching chamber.
Yeah.
You know, how do you do this? How did you do this? And this is what we want to start over in our city. They need someone that can walk right down the street and walk into their business and support them and give them what they need. And so we love that. And then attending the events, you find out there's some dates open. They need hosts. Come and have your event at the chamber. We'd love to do that. It doesn't cost them anything. And we'll partner up and everybody wins.
No, I agree. I can't agree more. I mean, I know you were out at our event under the tent that night and appreciate your support. And, you know, and I know Roswell does too. I know Johns Creek loves it also. I mean, it's been so neat to go beyond that day, you know, 3.5-4 years ago that I met there down to where we are now. And what a great opportunity the Chamber offers. Again, if you have not taken the time while you listen to this radio show or podcast, type into your laptop right now, gnfcc.com or .org, or .com, right? GNFCC, that's Greater North Fulton Chamber of Commerce, if you're going to Google it, but gnfcc.com. Just take 5 minutes and browse through there on all the great opportunities. Again, there are higher-end sponsorships where you can become, is it an executive? What's it
our
called?
Chairman's Circle. Yes.
Chairman's Circle. So if you're looking for a little bit higher tiered client as far as directors and CEOs and things of larger companies, that's really where you want to plug in if that's who you're looking to meet and network with and know. And so there's just a ton of opportunities for every level of person out there. Please go there today. Take a look. If you do want information, what's the phone number?
Oh, boy.
Do you know it right offhand
randomly?
Let me
give you 678-397-0567 is my direct line,
wow,
and I'd love to chat with you.
She gave out the direct number. Wow.
And in the spirit of college football, I have to put a shout-out for Michigan because I know they're going to be playing.
Alabama. Yeah.
Alabama's a tough
big
one
game.
Coming up. But
big game.
Yeah.
We're excited.
A lot of people
that.
Trying to give the Wolverines a chance. And
I'll
be the first to tell you, there's not going to be a chance.
I know.
Hey, they're coming off an 11-win season. We'll see.
But, you know, the
I think
blue.
Alabama had a 15-win season.
Yeah. It beat everybody twice, I
yeah,
think.
Yeah. Well, they lost LSU once. But no, but that's awesome. Well, do you have any parting remarks that you'd like to reach out to the audience with?
I think what I'd like to say after this event this morning with Jim Smith, there's so many things that they're looking at in terms of branding the Atlanta Falcons. And one thing that he highlighted was the integrity piece. And I think that's the one thing that I walk away with, too, again, is instilling integrity in everything that we do and working with businesses honestly and how we can help you move forward. And it's not for everyone, but we will tell you, if you invest in the Chamber of Commerce in the North Fulton area, we will make sure we connect you to the people that you want to meet, and it will grow your business.
Fantastic. Well, I know this radio show wouldn't have happened today if it wasn't for our support we received from the GNFCC years ago. So if you want to plug in with the right people, you need to get on the phone right now and call Deborah. She'll be overwhelmed with calls, so just make sure and leave a voicemail. She'll call you right back and let you know how to get on board with the Greater North Fulton Chamber. And Matt, as you speak of the Greater North Fulton Chamber, I have heard that you've helped them with their website before and promoted the expo, which we should have talked about every year, but too much to talk about today. But tell us a little bit about what you did there. Maybe that can be our internet moment.
Yeah, you know, we always at YEPS would like to are excited and happy to support and sponsor this show, Everything Atlanta. And, you know, just to kind of tie into our involvement from a digital standpoint with the Chamber is for the last 2 years, we have been responsible for the website for the expo. It's GNFCCExpo.com. And what we've done, and this is true for a social media internet strategy, is that the anchor of an internet strategy is a website. People do need to go to a destination to find out information, contact information about us, you know, those pertinent details that need to exist as your bookmark is on the internet. And that is a website that works. It's functional. It's easy on the eyes. It's something that you want to stay and browse and learn more about. And that's one thing that obviously we do at Yeps, and we'd like to remind people of that. Is we enjoy building websites with people. We always have three or four going on at any time, whether they're a simple brochure-type website that have a four- or five-page static informational only, or there's something that's more involved with development, such as e-commerce or being able to do calculations or search functions on a website. So we have the capability to do both of those. And like we say, you know, a solid foundation of a website is greatly important. And there's a lot of different platforms. There's a lot of different languages you can build websites in. And we don't try to complicate it. We take a look at your budget. We take a look at your needs. And then we provide a solution. And then we work with you to get a final product that you're happy to put on your business cards, to hang on your door, and to drive people there. Especially small businesses that are getting started up, you know, and in today's world,
they need the GNFCC and YEPSR, right?
They do. But you need a website. People are more anxious to get a website up than they are to get business cards put together, because they want to have their space out there. It's got to be Google friendly to make sure our friends over at Google can find your website. So if that sounds like a tall order, make one phone call over to YEPSR, YEPSER.com. Call us at the office at 770-655-8182. And we'd love to help you with an internet strategy. If it's a website or social media or Google virtual tours of your office or writing blogs for you or shooting videos, reputation management services that we offer. We got a lot going on out there. And we're also excited. We want you to visit our Facebook page because we have a promotion going on right now through sometime in December. Jen Malta is in our office, is pregnant, and we're real excited about this new baby she's going to have. And what's interesting is we had some lawyers get involved and sign some paperwork on her behalf. And the net of it is, if our fan page at YEPSR gets over 10,000 fans before the baby is born, the baby's due date is 12/12/12. So we've got about three and a half months to get there. We have about 2,300 fans on our fan page right now. She has agreed to name the baby YEPSR.
I love it, Matt. And let me real quick tell us how, if they're on YouTube, everybody bring YouTube up, put GNFCC, bring up another tab, pull up YouTube, and what are they going to type in to see the video release of this?
Well, if you can obviously get to it from our fan page, but just type in YEPSR and the next generation. Because that's what we're doing. We're passing the name down, and Jen's been excited, as you could probably imagine, to name her baby YEPSR, which is a great idea. Dan, if you and I still had the opportunity to have kids, we'd probably consider the same.
Sure. I'm infertile now, so I cannot do that. But
you look fantastic.
Thank you. I appreciate that. But, yeah, you've got to go and see the video. It is phenomenal. It'll move you. I've seen several people in my office crying over the last few days. They were crying, and so you really, if you're looking today for that touch moment, go to YouTube, type in YEPSR Next Generation. Should be one of the first one or two videos that pop up there. You'll see a picture of Matt and myself looking pretty spectacular, I'll say.
It's amazing.
So get online, but as always, that moment is brought to you by YEPSR Internet Strategy, and I'd like to take a vote. This is the way Matt and I, as 50-50 business partners, usually handle this. I'd like to call it from now on, instead of the social media moment, I'd like to graduate this to the internet moment. Could we do like an all-in? Andy, you want to vote? Because then you could break the tie.
Oh, okay. So I get a controlling interest.
Yeah,
here.
You get in this vote. Yeah, all in favor? Oh, man.
I'm waiting to cast last. I mean, I don't want to give Matt the power.
That internet moment I don't like.
Are we going to stay with the social media moment?
Or something better, yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay,
I'm going with the something better camp.
Okay,
like
so next week, let's all come up with an idea for what
submit your votes.
The YEPSR sponsored moment. We'll come up with a new name for it. And if you're on Facebook today, obviously, I'm sure you're all following, as you always do, on Everything Atlanta. Just type Everything Atlanta into your Facebook search bar, or go online and type in Everything Atlanta. You'll see the website, and it will have a link, everythingatlanta.org. And right now, we need you to go in and vote. Should it be social media moment every week where we give you information valued in excess of hundreds of dollars for free, or would you like to go in and see it as something else? Maybe the internet moment, which I think is pretty strong. I'm going to go ahead
maybe
and call
the web-a-lanche moment.
The web-a-lanche. I like that too. So awesome. Well, good stuff. Great show today, guys. And Andy, any parting comments for you today?
Well, yeah, I'd like to publicly air our congratulations. We were talking earlier about Mr. Matthew Gardner.
That's right.
Right? It's my understanding he completed Ironman Louisville this weekend.
Go search Matthew Gardner, Louisville triathlete. Award winner, and I'm there.
And it's there.
I'm there.
I had no
true.
Idea that we're
the internet says it.
That is
true.
our internet moment of the day right there.
It's on the internet. It has
it's
to
on
be
the internet.
True,
it has
right?
to be true.
All right, Matt. Well, why don't you, I'll throw it back to you. Why don't you sign us off, and we'll see y'all next week.
Yeah, again, we're excited you joined with us today. Don't forget to visit us on Facebook and in our website. And remember, Atlanta, you don't know anything Atlanta till you've listened to Everything Atlanta every Tuesday at noon here on Business Radio X.